Building a brand is how you get out of the feast or famine cycle that so many business owners are in. Or if you're not in that cycle, you fear it, right? There's so many business owners that are just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop because it's worked so great up until now. But what about the economy? And what about this? And we get really stuck in fear because oftentimes we do not have confidence that our brand can carry us through scarcity or times where things are quite challenging in the market.
Welcome to Business Origin Stories. I'm Amy Schutte, your guide to crafting a magnetic message for a profitable business. This is the podcast for you if you're ready to claim the transformative power of your own origin story and use it to create a brand that finally stands out. We're here to level up, but more importantly, I'm here to help you elevate your influence, your community, and your impact on the world. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And remember, the stories you tell yourself are your greatest currency.
Today, I want to introduce you to two different types of entrepreneurs. You may be one of them, or you may be in the middle. I don't know. But these are the type of people that we end up working with all the time. And so I know the world is big and people have a lot of different personalities and energy types, but these are the two entrepreneurs that I want to talk about today because both of them, even though they seem quite different, are doing the same thing. So first of all, there's the visionary entrepreneur, the entrepreneur that has big ideas and likes taking risk, lots of risk. It's totally fine. Let's try it. Let's do it. Let's move fast. Let's break things. Let's go. Who's with me, right? This entrepreneur is so fun. We want to be around this entrepreneur because their big ideas and their energy make the world go round. I have a lot of this in me as a manifester with my human design. If you listened to our human design episode, go back and listen because that was really a fun introduction. But this person is busy and they want to go fast and they want to just make things move. And they are impatient with people around them because they want people to move as quickly as they do. If you're this entrepreneur, you probably have a lot of frustration on your team if you have a team, or you may have burned out a lot of people on your team because you are moving so quickly. And also you may change your mind a lot, right? Because you're moving fast. You see something that works. You read another great book about business. You decide you want to bring that in and implement this. And then you saw this cool thing and this AI bot, and maybe we need to do this and we should do this, right? There's that entrepreneur and I love them. Okay. There's another entrepreneur, which I also have a lot of this in me. So again, you can be in the middle of these two stereotypes that I'm putting out there, but just for the sake of this, I want to talk about these two. This entrepreneur is not an accidental entrepreneur, but they're really good at something. And then all of a sudden they're so good at it. Everyone believed that they were good at it. They started to create this business around this thing. And then they look up and they realize, oh, I'm not an electrician anymore. Now I'm the owner of a whole company and a whole team. And we're doing stuff and we're making a lot of money. There's cash flow, but we've done it pretty gritty. You know, we haven't needed marketing. We have a good referral base. People have come to us back over and over again. Our network's good. My cousin made the logo. It's been fine. Who cares? I don't know. We're just doing business. There's that entrepreneur too, right? That's come here and been just so focused on doing the work. And then they look up and they realize they're doing great things. But what both of those entrepreneurs have in common is that oftentimes they haven't owned their brand. They have not built a brand foundation. And usually there's a lot of frustration and burnout happening on their teams or with themselves if they're still working as a fairly solopreneur. And the reason I say that is because they've been so busy doing the work or running after shiny objects and trying to find the gaps and try to fill them, they haven't let their brand do the work for them. Building a brand is how you get out of the feast or famine cycle that so many business owners are in. Or if you're not in that cycle, you fear it, right? There's so many business owners that are just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop because it's worked so great up until now. But what about the economy? And what about this? And we get really stuck in fear because oftentimes we do not have confidence that our brand can carry us through scarcity or times where things are quite challenging in the market. So if this sounds familiar to you, I'm going to walk you through 4 steps to creating a really powerful brand. And you're going to want to start now, because building a brand is all about consistency, and you cannot build a brand in a 2-month period. Listen, if you've been in business for a while, you already have a brand, whether you've claimed it or not. But consciously claiming and owning your brand is absolutely critical to building a business that's going to be sustainable, profitable, and impactful. Let's talk about brand for a second. What is brand? What is a brand? Usually when people say the word brand, they think of a logo that we're all familiar with, Apple, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, brand, right? But a brand is actually everything. Every single touch point about a business is part of the brand. If you think of your brand as like the umbrella or the outside of your house, but it encompasses your entire house, right? It is everything within it. So it's your customer touch points. It are the words you use to talk about your company. It's the words your employees or contractors use to talk about your company. It's what people say about you when you are not in the room. Your brand is how you dress. It comes out in your communication. It's also your visuals. So your visual logo, the colors you use, the fonts you use, they're all connected to brand. Branding is different than marketing. Branding is the foundation of consistent touch points. Marketing is how you execute that out in the world. So you pull marketing levers to get your brand out in the world. That could look like campaigns, advertising, but marketing and branding go hand in hand, but they are different. Your brand matters a lot. The words you use matter a lot. Everything in your business matters a lot. So if you have not claimed your brand and you're looking around feeling a little burned out, a little tired, maybe you're attracting people, employees to you, or clients or customers that are not your ideal client. Maybe your team has grown and no one knows how to talk about what you do. Maybe you're adding a new service, or maybe you've just gotten to a point where you're ready to claim your space and your brilliance in the world. That is all a beautiful time to start paying attention to your brand. Now, at Hudson & Co., my company, we work with people in the rebranding process. This happens usually when an entrepreneur has had some level of success. They've probably passed over the 3, 4, 5 million mark at least, and they've done it pretty scrappy. Or if they're one of those visionaries that's just been running around, they realize they don't have a foundation in place and they need one desperately. So that is usually where we love to come in to work with our clients. At this point, we always start with an audit. We want to know all about you, your strategy, what you want in the world, what you want your life to look like. This is a really critical part so we can inform you well. But the 4 steps to branding or paying attention to your brand, owning your brand in the world, are the methodology that I call origin stories. So the first step is owning your spark. What is it that makes you unique, that makes you different? If you're I already used the example of an electrician. If you have a company that does electrical work, how do you stand out from every other company? What is it about what you do that is unique to you? How do you provide transformation? How can we really set you apart? So we start there in the spark phase where we get clarity, we get confidence, we give you the words to say to go out into the world and make a difference with your work. It gives your employees the words to say as well, because everything that your employees are doing, whether they're describing, oh, well, where do you work? Well, what do you do, right? Your employees and what they say about your work is part of your brand. So elevator pitches are really important in this phase. Understanding your mission statement, and I'm not talking about a fluffy mission statement, I'm talking about an economically driven mission statement, really critical in the spark phase. This is oftentimes when people want to up-level their visual branding as well. And then everyone at the end of this phase, at least if you work with my company, we give you a really comprehensive brand playbook so that everyone has the same language, visuals, and rules and boundaries to follow when it comes to your brand. Now, the next phase is really critical because, and this is really at the first phase of Spark, you're co-creating with strategists, brand strategists, copywriters, designers at that phase. But the second phase I find is really, really critical for the business owner, entrepreneur to actually do something with that, because a brand is only a brand if you live it out in the world. So this phase is called embody, and I call it that because you must step into the identity of your new brand. If you've been playing small, and all of a sudden we've decided that you've decided you're actually a luxury brand and you're going to go big and you want big investment dollars from your clients, that's a completely a different identity than if you've been playing really small with small ticket offers. So stepping into that identity of your brand, having your whole team step into that identity of this is who we are in the world. This is what we look like. This is what we dress like. This is what we talk like. These are our touch points. We really care about our customers. So we're going to go above and beyond here to make sure they're taken care of or that they have these cool touch points. All those things are on the business at that point to start implementing. This goes across your website, social media. Your words matter. So it's claiming those words, right? We start to take the power words that we created in the first phase and claim them in the embody phase, implement and step into the identity. But you can't stay there because the next phase is absolutely critical to both the visionary entrepreneur and the get stuff done guy. This phase is called nourish. It is the people phase and it is the process phase. Both entrepreneurs are probably running into a lot of burnout in their company. In this phase, this is where we get really granular on process and the people that you need to actually take this to the next level. This should give both entrepreneur types a huge sense of relief because the visionary guy or gal is running amok, right? They're trying everything. There's no processes in place. Things feel disorganized and chaotic. And it's amazing that you've made money because you've just been running around trying things. You've been able to just use your energy in the world, which is so powerful. But now putting things in place, putting the right people in place is really where you start to professionalize your company and your business. And it makes it even more sustainable for the next 10, 20, 30 years, or until you sell your company or pass it down. So at this phase is not a super sexy phase, but this phase is so important to actually making sure that your company keeps going. All the work you did in the first two phases of making this beautiful brand with the right words actually has a place to land. And then the last phase, which people love to go to this phase first, or they love to jump from the spark phase with messaging and visuals to the claim phase, which is the fourth phase. But I always caution against that because this phase is the visibility phase. And you want to actually invite people into a home, right? That has couches and furniture and decor, and there's kitchen utensils. If you think about your brand like a home, inviting people in prematurely can feel a bit chaotic. At this claim phase, you want PR, you want your social media to work. That's where advertising can make sense. Visibility is so critical for your company because we need eyes on our products, our offers, on who we are, on our thought leadership. But if we haven't built the foundations, if we haven't built our house yet, you're just burning money. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. Well, it's not really a secret, but listen, most marketing companies are going to want you in that claim phase very quickly because as a marketing company, that phase is really lucrative for marketers and PR people. It really is. If we can put you on a retainer at that phase, if we can do all this stuff, that's a really beautiful phase for business owners for marketing and PR people to work with business owners. It can get you pretty amazing results. It's great because you have data at that phase. So you can start looking like this is what's working. This is what's not working. This is so great, right? This is the sexiest phase. This is a cool, really cool phase. And people are going to want to get you there really quickly. I caution against it until your other three phases have been taken care of, or at least are in process. And the reason why is because if you get tons of visibility, or if you're running ads, but your offers are not concrete, if you don't have selling systems in place, if you don't have lead generation or email marketing put together, or some sort of CRM system, all of those things are really critical in the first three phases. And so we don't want this last phase to demolish your business, because if you can get a lot of great visibility, it's going to skyrocket you. But if you're not ready for it, it will break you. So the claim phase is absolutely critical and incredible, but it's got to be done later on. But these four steps, spark, embody, nourish, and claim, are the brand building steps that will help you create a sustainable business for the long term. Your brand will work for you, because it is consistently put out there. It's building know, like, and trust. It's building credibility, and it's authentic to you as a business. It's consistent, it's clear, and everyone on your team has confidence. That process alone will save you from the feast or famine cycle. It will save you from the economic ups and downs. It will allow you to pivot when needed to, just like we saw in 2020, everyone had to pivot really hard very quickly. And the people who were successful were the people who had been building their brand over the course of time. You can quantum leap through all of these phases. Do not think that these phases have to take years and years and years. These phases can be accomplished or moved through fairly quickly, but it's important to just follow this process for the best results. So anyway, I wanted to share that just because it's come up so often with our new clients and potential clients. The calls that we've had lately keep coming back to these questions of how do we get out of this cycle? How do we make consistent cash flow? How do we build our team? How do we have an impact? How do we attract the right type of clientele? And the answer to all of those questions comes down to building a brand. So with that, thank you so much for listening today. I hope it gave you something to think about. And if you are in that space where you are wanting to up-level this year, we would love to work with you at Hudson & Co. It's easy to find us. Website is hudsonandco.co, and you can schedule a call and get on our calendar. But if nothing else, I hope you start thinking through your brand in a different way and start looking at how can I really start being consistent here? How can I protect myself and my team from burnout? And what do I value? Because that's really what it comes down to, is what do you value as an entrepreneur? How do you want to live your days? How do you want to spend your weeks? What's the life that you want to live? What do you want? And if you can clearly articulate an answer to those questions, everything else becomes very, very easy. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to Business Origin Stories. Love the podcast? Be sure to share it with a friend or colleague and give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Join me on Instagram and make sure to sign up for our weekly email.